need. I've just got to find out. It only takes a moment just to say hello. And friends.
Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 4:17 here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Radio. Streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org. I'm your host, Evangelist and Pastor Teacher Donnelly Vernon Brown, on this Sunday, June the 2nd, 2019 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday when the radio's on and everything else is working. From 4 to 5 a.m., let's get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, 4:18 here on WMFO in Medford. Let's get right into Major League Baseball. Yesterday, the Twins 6 and the Rays 2. The Cleveland 5 and White Sox 2. Rangers 6 and the Royals 2. Yankees 5 and the Red Sox 3. Angels 6 and the Mariners 3. Astros 5 and the A's 1. Over in the National League, the Brewers 12 and the Pirates 10. That game went 13 innings. The Nationals 5, the Reds 2. Cardinals 7 and the Cubs 4. The Marlins 9 and the Padres 3. The Diamondbacks 6 and the Mets 5. That game went 11 innings. And the Dodgers 4 and the Phillies 3. In interleague play, the Giants 8 and the Orioles 2. The Braves 10 and the Tigers 5. And the Rockies 4 and the Blue Jays 2. In the Red Sox game, Mookie Betts went 1-for-4 with a walk. He's hitting .286 on the season. Andrew Benintendi 1-for-3. He's hitting .256. J.D. Martinez 1-for-4 with a walk. He's hitting .291. Rafael Devers 0-for-5. He's hitting .317. Xander Bogaerts 3-for-4, scored 2 runs with an RBI, hitting .301. He got his 11th home run of the season. Brock Holt went 2-for-4, scored a run. He's hitting .188. Chavis went 0-for-3. He's hitting .257. Jackie Bradley Jr. went 0-for-3. He's hitting .190. Nunez pinch hit for him. He got a walk. He's hitting .207. Sandy Leon went 3-for-3. Now, any game that Sandy Leon gets 3-for-3, we should win that game. But anyway, he went 3-for-3. He got 2 RBIs. He's hitting .216. Christian Vasquez pitch hit for him. He went 0-for-1. He's hitting .297. Rick Porcello went 4 2/3 innings. Not one of his better performances. He gave up 9 hits, 5 runs, all of them earned, 1 walk. Struck out 5. He had a 4.76 ERA. He took the loss. Walden went in an inning in the third with one hit and one strikeout. He has a 1.97 ERA. Workman pitched an inning, gave up one hit, 2 strikeouts, 2.13 is his ERA. And Bonds went an inning, struck out 2, 1.99 on the season. Okay, Red Sox got 11 hits. Yankees got 11 hits. Yankees just got hits when they counted more. And That was the difference in the ball game. Seems like the Yankees are playing the way the Red Sox were playing last year, where everything, no matter what they did, everything went okay. And this year, it's not going that way thus far for the Red Sox. Got off to a horrendous start. Started working their way back, and now they've been playing, .500 type baseball. Where they win some, lose some, win some, lose some, win a couple of in a row, then lose two or three in a row, and that's the way it has been going. And, we can't complain about our injuries. Nathan Eovaldi was a big loss, but he's coming back. I don't think we've had any other major losses as far as the pitching staff is concerned. And then there have been some games where, we had a lead going into the late innings and the bullpen just blew it away. So, what can you say? It's a long season. I haven't given up hope. We've got a really good ball club, barring any more injuries. And, here we had last year Pierce come in and tear the place apart. And he's not doing that this year. Can we expect him to do that this year? Well, right now he's not healthy. He's having back spasms. We have Martinez out with back spasms and the flu. David Price had the flu. We'll just have to wait and see what happens. Like I said, the pieces are there. Will they all click and come together this year? I can't tell you that. Not that I know, and I won't tell you. Just that I don't know. On the other hand, we've had Chavis come up, who we didn't anticipate, and with Dustin Pedroia going down and probably out for the season, major portion of the season anyway. He has been an awesome fill-in. Now, his batting average has dropped some, but the fact that he can play all over the place makes the loss of Swihart, although we haven't seen Chavis catch. but he's hitting .257, a lot of home runs, and RBIs, playing well in the field, playing first base, left field, second base. I guess that's about it. So we'll see what happens. I have not given up hope. Don't you give up hope either. Nathan Eovaldi is probably going out for some rehab work. And if we could get Wright's head together and he's not involved in family brawls or taking illicit drugs, he might bolster the pitching staff. I said at the beginning of the season that if he came back well, I would go with a 6-man pitching staff and give our pitchers that little extra rest. I think that would be beneficial. But that hasn't happened. And they're talking about if and when he does come back, they're putting him in the bullpen. I think the fact that he is the only knuckleball pitcher in the major leagues as far as this season began anyway, why not use the guy? I mean, he can throw enough pitches to throw other teams' batting order up in the air. That's just my perspective here on the Brown perspective on sports. I throw out my stuff that all the time. Hey, why not? That's what they pay me for. I wish. 426 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. 91.5 in your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. And we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. Sunday, June the 2nd, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. when the station is up and running. And we're going to take a little break. And don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Jorge toma el tren después de su clase en la Cruz Roja.
Ronnie está en el mismo tren y no se siente bien. Hasta que empezó a sentir opresión en el pecho, nunca pensó que tendría un ataque cardíaco.
Hasta que Jorge empezó a dar reanimación cardiopulmonar, nunca pensó que salvaría una vida.
Capacítate con la Cruz Roja y cámbiale la vida a alguien.
Empieza por la tuya.
Llama al 1-800-733-2767 o visita cruzrojaamericana.org para informarte sobre oportunidades que nos cambian la vida.
I'm a doctor.
I'm a teacher.
I live in the South.
California is my home.
I speak fluent Spanish.
No hablo español.
I have brown eyes.
My eyes are blue.
We're very different people, but we do have something in common. I made a donation to the Red Cross.
When disaster struck and I needed help, her gift to the American Red Cross changed my life.
When you support the American Red Cross, you change a life, starting with your own.
Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org and find out about life-changing opportunities in your area.
And that message is brought to you by our friends here at WMFL, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and the Brown Perspective on Sports. 434 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, certainly love to hear your perspective. What's going on there in your neck of the sporting world? 54 degrees outside our studio here in Medford, Massachusetts. We're going to try to give you a more in-depth update as far as weather a little bit later on in the program. We'll see what we can come up with today. Okay, let's see where we're going. Oh, well, before we get off baseball, I've been following Juan Moncada and Blake Swihart to see how the former Red Sox players, to see how they're doing with their other teams. And right now, Moncada went 1-for-3 yesterday with a walk. He's hitting .283. And Blake did not play yesterday for the Diamondbacks. But he was hitting in the low 100s the last time I looked. So, anyway, there you go. 435 here on WMFO in Medford. Our phone number, in case you want to talk sports, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. So you're saying, when are you going to get to the big game, dummy? To be truthful, I almost didn't get the score of the Bruins game. I thought they were playing today. Actually, they played last night. And I should have known that, because I saw some of the people at the arena there in St. Louis. Anyway, if you haven't heard, here it is. Bruins 7. Yeah, that's right, another typo. Bruins 7 and the Blues 2. So the Blues are now down in that series 1-2. Bruins are up 2-1, if you want to look at it that way. Tuukka Rask had 27 saves in the game. Again, with 29 shots. Binnington had 14 saves, and Allen had 3 saves for 17 saves for the Blues. But the Bruins scored more, and so let's get right into who did what to whom. In the first period, Patrice Bergeron got his 9th goal of the playoffs on the power play with assists from Krug and DeBrusque. 1-0 Bruins. 17:40 in the first period. Charlie Cole, what a pickup. Charlie Cole and Johansson. Cole got his 8th goal of the playoffs with assists from Johansson and Heinen. 2-0 Bruins. At 19:50 of the first period, Sean Kirrily got his 4th goal of the playoffs with assists from Nordstrom. At the end of the first period, Bruins 3. And the Blues are crying. The Blues. At 0:41 of the second period, David Pastrnak got his 8th goal on the power play. Made it 4-0 Bruins. Krug and Bergeron got the assists. At 11:05, Ivan Barbashev got his third goal of the year with assist from Sanford and Sheen, and that made it 4-1 Bruins. 12:12, Tory Krug got his second goal of the playoffs on the power play with assist from Marchand and Bergeron, and that made it 5-1 Bruins. 5:24 of the third period, Colton Pareko of the Blues got his second goal of the playoffs with assist from O'Reilly and Bozak, and that made it 5-2 Bruins. At 18:12, Noel Asiari got his second goal of the playoffs with assist from Nostrom and Coyle, and that made it 6-2 Bruins. And at 18:35, Marcus Johansson got his fourth goal of the playoffs with assist from Krug and Clifton. If you heard me calling the name Krug quite a bit, Krug got one goal and three assists in the game. So he was right in there doing his thing. Not only playing good D, but scoring also, and getting points and assists and all that other stuff. So the Bruins lead that series 2-1. I assumed the Bruins were going to win home ice advantage all the way through the playoffs. I hadn't seen the Blues play until they came into Boston in the series. I didn't see them during the regular season. So I just had to go by what the experts were saying. And the experts said that they just did not match up with the Bruins all the way around. The Bruins were a much deeper team, although they play the same type of punishing hockey that the Bruins play, but yet not good enough to hang in there. So the Bruins have one more game out there, and I think, let me get this correct now, when are they playing this next game? So I won't be giving you false information. And I think they play on Monday. Well, anyway, the Bruins are up 2-1, so we'll see where we go from there. In the NBA, the Toronto Raptors up 1-0 over the Warriors, and the Warriors have had some injury problems, and I still think that they have a much better ball club than the Toronto Raptors. But the question is, can they work their way through their injuries? And we'll see. I'm taking the Warriors over the Raptors in that one. It's surprising because, to be truthful, I was surprised that the Raptors got by the Milwaukee Bucks. I thought the Bucks had a much better bench than the Raptors, but obviously Kawhi Leonard was doing his thing. And I've heard all this talk about here again playing out in San Antonio. Didn't see a whole with the Spurs. I didn't see a whole lot of his game throughout his career, really. So knew he was a good player, but didn't see that much of him to say how good he was. But I guess he's pretty good. I guess the question is, where is he going when the season is over? And there are all kinds of guesses out there. The main question is, will he stay with the Raptors after winning a championship? I guess he can get max money there. But I'm not sure about that either. So, it'll be interesting to see what takes place, especially if the I'm assuming that if the Raptors win it all, that they'll probably throw the house at him to see if they can keep him out there. Well, whether he'll stay out there, because I guess he wants to go back to California, and is it going to be the Lakers? Is it going to be the Clippers? Who knows? It might be the San Diego Padres. Can he play baseball? I don't know. pardon me, I am dealing with a nasty cough. And so hang in there. Pray for me. All that good stuff. 4:43 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on the Sunday, June the 2nd, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is for your game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. 1-855-915-WMFO. I shall return.
Happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path, one that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
And that message was brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and A Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:47 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. And to get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okie dokie, where are we going next? Okay, at the Memorial Golf Tournament out there in Ohio someplace. Here are the latest standings. Kmar is 15 under. Scott follows 13 under. Matsuyama is third, 11 under, tied for third, actually. Cantlay is also 11 under, and Jordan Spieth is 11 under. White Leishman is 9 under. And if you're interested, Tiger Woods is way back at 2 under. Not much chance of him winning, but he's hoping that this will get him in shape for the Open Tournament. Masters Open Tournament coming up next, I believe. So we'll see what happens with today's round. And that's, I was going to say, golf is, to me, one of the most difficult sports to, maintain top positions throughout your career. It's just that, the courses are different. They change the courses sometimes in the middle of the tournament. Then weather factors. But the money's good. If you're pretty good at golf, go for it. 4:49 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, June the 2nd, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And if you wish, you can download the WMF mobile app. www.wmfo.org from the App Store. Okay, NBA, ladies, front and center. Yesterday, the Fever 92 and Liberty 77. The Mystics 96 and the Dream 75. Sky 83 and the Storm 79. And the Lynx 70 and the Wings 67. I believe the Lynx are the only undefeated team right now in the WNBA. So you go, Lynx. I guess if you're a local fan of the game, you want the Sun to go really well. And I believe the Sun are 2-1 on the season, trailing the Lynx by a half game. And the Seattle Storm missing Breonna Stewart, I guess for the rest of the season. It's a short season, and she got injured over there in Russia, I think, playing the game. And though I don't believe they expect her to be back for this season. Okay, 4:51 here on WMFO in Medford. We're getting pretty close, very close, in fact, to the time when the NBA draft is going to take place. Phoenix with the number one pick. They think they're going to go with Zion Williamson, and hoping that they can get Davis to say, okay, I like to play with Zion, and have him back. Have him, back with them for, he'll get a max contract for, so they'll keep their Phoenix with 3 or 4 years. Is that good enough to make them a championship team? I guess that's what he wants to do, play with a championship team. Going to the Lakers, going to the Clippers, depending on who they have to give up, that's certainly not going to make them make those teams championship teams. So it's interesting. Celtics are still in the mix, I believe, with a whole bunch of first-round picks. Will that be enough to sway the Phoenix Suns to look at a possible trade for a lot of young draft picks coming up? I don't know. The picks aren't that high as we thought they were going to be. Sacramento had a much better year than we anticipated. We thought that they would be down there in the in the lower part of the draft, giving them a high pick to whom for whomever they wanted to trade to, but they didn't get that. But they got three or four first-round picks. So, you know, depending on how well you think this class is, you are coming out next year. You may want to go that route if you can't sign Davis. Kyrie Irving, where is he going to land? I don't know. Kyrie is a mystery. Even to himself, he's a mystery. So, it's going to be difficult, if not impossible, to determine ahead of time where he is going to go. Or if he's going to stay. Well, some of the Celtics players, not all, but some have said, come out and said, that Kyrie was not the problem this year. They just were not as cohesive as they should have been. We're going to wait and see if they can come up with some trades, what Danny Ainge has in his back pocket. That might be able to tempt somebody to do something like Philadelphia did and allow us to wind up with Jason Tatum. But, you know, like I said, it's all conjecture right now until we see if some of the pieces start falling into place. 4:54 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on the Sunday, June the 2nd, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday. From about 4 to 5 a.m., I'd love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, just give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. New England Patriots. I guess they had a pretty good opening training camp. And they've got some injured players that did not participate. But they picked up some players. If they come back healthy, could make them, challengers to repeat and maintain their position as NFL champions. What's going to happen with the team as far as Kraft is concerned? Will they take a draft pick away from him, from them because of his actions detrimental to the conduct of the league? If they find the players, I guess they find that, and they made one owner retire. Resign, sell, out, whatever, down there in North Carolina, the Panthers. So we'll see what takes place. We lost a lot of good players. You know, how good are the people going to be that we got to take their place? I don't know. And with Watson going down with a suspension for the first four games of the year, we thought he could be a good resource. Familiar with the ball club to help take some of the load off losing Gronkowski. Maybe some of these young players we picked up in the draft or through free agency will come through. We'll have to wait and see. I don't think anything right now is absolutely certain. And even the teams that were, in contention, let's say Kansas City and the Rams, I can't say they really did anything that knocked me off my feet that would say, ooh, look at how good they have improved. Some of the lower level teams have improved. How much have they improved to move them into the top circle when it comes down to Super Bowl time? Here again, that's impossible to say till we see them out there. You can make some guesses, educated, uneducated guesses, but right now, it's going to be difficult for me to, at this point in time, to say, ooh, these guys are really good. But the Rams, if they make a couple of changes here and there, may have some improvement to move them into competition on a steady basis with the Patriots. But we're going to have to wait and see for that. Okay, 4:58 here on WMFO in Medford. Time to put the wraps on this edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. We'd love to have talked with you, but since you didn't call, we just yacked away on our own. And now we invite you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise. Since we were not on the air last Sunday because of technical difficulties here in the studio, we're going to be bringing you our Memorial Day program featuring great gospel I forgot the name of the title. gospel greats, we'll just call it that for now. Some individuals who were here for many years in the past, turning out great gospel music. We're going to dig out a lot of what they have done, and hopefully you will enjoy the program. So we invite you to stay tuned. Sounds of Praise is coming your way.